New one on the Pulse from Steve Lacy, featuring Fauché with the track Sunshine. This is the Pulse show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music. Daryl and off with you this evening. And now we've come on to a little segment that we like to call By the way, starting off with this week's biggest news in the local music scene. Last week, local music fans were shocked to find out that a popular music venue, Angkasa Space, will be closed due to prohibitive costs of applying for an entertainment license. The venue was supposed to host a hip-hop show last Sunday and had already conducted sound checks before DBKL abruptly sealed off the space and locked the door. Authorities said that their hall license had expired and seized the space without any warning. Venue owner Elmi made a call to close Angkasa for good after explaining that DBKL required him to pay a 50,000 ringgit deposit alongside an additional 30,000 ringgit in processing fees on top of a 50,000 ringgit fine for the venue's expired license.
Wow.
Yesterday, the Angkasa Space team, alongside music industry veteran Kat Jen and several other musicians, met up with the secretary to the Malaysian Minister of Federal Territories over this issue for more clarity and to present the issues faced by lifehouses and the local music industry as a whole. The community have also come out in droves to support the cause and are organizing a crowdfunding gig for Angkasa Space. It's going to be called Angkasa Riot and it'll be happening on the 20th of August. You can purchase your tickets from the 31st onwards at 9 p.m. only at www.atasangin.com. Our friends over at The Evening Edition covered this on their show just yesterday and spoke to lawyer Nick Erman, Nick Rosalie from Amir Kushari & Associates and Dr. Adil Johan, Research Fellow at the Institute of Ethnic Studies at UKM. To listen to that podcast, just search for DBKL's License to Kill Entertainment Venues.
Yeah, do go check that out. From that piece of sad news, we go to one of this week's bizarre news, Drew Taggart and Alex Paul, whom you might know as the duo of The Chainsmokers. They are collaborating with space tourism company Worldview for a feat that's been never done before. The duo plan to be the first music act to perform on the edge of space. The performance is set for 2024 and the duo will be entering a pressurized capsule that will be tethered to a stratosphere balloon to perform almost 32 kilometers above the Earth. The duo record the performance inside the capsule and give viewers a chance to watch the music and the trip as it happens. Not exactly a big fan of the Chainsmokers, but I'm quite intrigued what's going to happen.
It is quite interesting.
Ryan Hartman, the CEO of Worldview, said that while most of the company who have made this space flights, they are mostly scientists and engineers, right? So Worldview hopes sending up artists might inspire them to do something different than they otherwise done. Picking the Chainsmokers for them was an honor because in part a personal decision as well as an attempt to excite a younger audience. I know, thinking about it, which act would I love to see in space, and I guess which kind of music would suit that space visual, right? I'm meaning to say Daft Punk for one. I'd rather see Daft Punk.
I think if Chainsmokers make their way all the way to space, they should stay there.
Savage.
By the way, Audius is a decentralized music streaming platform that seeks to challenge big streaming rivals by providing artists with greater profits and increased control. It was launched in October 2020 and was created as the future of streaming while utilizing blockchain technology. The concept of a creator-centric streaming platform that exists in a decentralized realm of Web3 attracted the likes of Deadmau5, Diplo, Skrillex, Disclosure, Weezer, and more. Well, the company seemed to be growing from strength to strength, having raised a total of $13.6 million in funding over three rounds, and have been touted to shift the balance of power when it comes to streaming services, according to a recent report by Bank of America, who also believes that the music industry is ripe for disruption. Sadly though, however, the hype surrounding Audius have been hampered by hackers just 2 days ago, who managed to get away with $1.1 million worth of tokens by exploiting the company's smart contracts. Audius relies heavily on community voting and governance to make decisions, but hackers managed to exploit a loophole and managed to steal funds by manipulating community token votes, transferring out 18 million Audius tokens known as Audio, which were then exchanged for 700 ETH, which is equivalent to around $1.1 million at its time of writing. According to the company, the exploit wasn't caught in time, but all remaining funds are safe and fixes have been deployed. As with anything related to Web3, it's always better to be safe than sorry, right?
Indeed. Also, by the way, the world-renowned music festival Lollapalooza is set to make its way to Asia in 2023. The multi-genre festival will be staged in Mumbai, India from January 28-29, 2023. And for the Mumbai installment, which will take place at a yet-to-be-announced venue in the centre of the city, will feature around 45 acts playing 20 hours of music across four stages to an international audience of 60,000 fans each day. The lineup will comprise of 60% international artists and 40% local acts. I mean, the famous festival over the decade has extended to three countries in South America and three in Europe, and the Asian edition has been in the works actually for a couple of years now. However, it was postponed due to the pandemic. As the festival's tradition, it will also feature non-musical aspects of Lollapalooza, which it came to be known for, where they focus on food, charitable organizations, kids, on top of all the music. No more YouTube streams. You can head over to India if you'd like to check out the festival.
Yeah, I gotta say, it makes the thought of going to Lollapalooza a bit more...
Less daunting,
yes, you're right.
And definitely achievable.
Yeah.
Right, coming up, we're going to be talking about fan-powered royalties with this recent deal of Warner Music signing on a deal with SoundCloud. Stay tuned. This is The Pulse with Daryl and Ofnil, only here on BFM 89.9.